All right, ready to dive into something exciting? Today, we're tackling starting a business in the UAE. And I know you're not just casually listening, you're serious about making this happen. And that, my friend, is the first step in the right direction. Because the UAE, they love that driven, go-getter energy. We're basing this deep dive on a brand new article just came out on October 3rd, 2024, called How to Set Up a Business in the UAE, a step-by-step guide for entrepreneurs. Think of this as your crash course, your cheat sheet to navigating the whole shebang. Now, everyone says the UAE is super business friendly, right? But let's be honest, doesn't every country say that until you actually try to, you know, set up shop? That's what we're breaking down today, the essential steps, the perks no one tells you about, and maybe even a couple of those wish I'd known that earlier moments with your UAE business setup gurus.
And every great business adventure starts with a big decision. Where in the UAE are you planting your flag? Because, just like finding the perfect neighborhood, it's not just one big UAE. You've got choices to make.
Okay, I already intrigued. The article mentions mainland, free zone, and offshore. Honestly, it makes it sound like we're picking business districts in some cool simulation game.
Yeah.
But really, what's the difference for someone who's, say, totally new to all this?
Picture this mainland is like setting up your business right in the heart of a bustling city center. You're plugged into the whole UAE market. You can trade locally, internationally. It's all there. But, and this is a big one, you'll probably need to find yourself a local sponsor. We'll definitely unpack that later because finding the right sponsor is, well, it's kind of an art.
Local sponsor. Okay, that's interesting. Sounds like building the right relationships is key here. All right, so that's mainland. Got it. Now, what about these free zones? How free are we really talking here?
Free zones are fascinating. They're designed to attract specific types of businesses, like if you're in tech, media, logistics. And they offer some really tempting perks. Tax advantages, owning 100% of your business, even the regulations are streamlined.
Sounds almost too good to be true. Like that saying, it sounds too good.
Exactly. And you're smart to think that way, strategically. The trade-off is that while you're free within your chosen free zone, doing business outside of it can be tricky. Let's say you set up in Dubai Media City, a hub for media companies. Fantastic place. But doing business in other Emirates might mean jumping through extra hoops.
So it's about finding that balance, figuring out which trade-off works for your goals. Okay, we've got mainland, we've got free zones. That leaves offshore. I'll be honest, the word offshore makes me picture a business operating from a yacht. Am I way off base here?
You're not wrong to think international. Think of offshore companies as the true global players in the UAE. They mostly operate outside the UAE, so they might not even need a physical office there. They get certain financial perks, they've got that UAE connection, but their main game is the global market.
Location, 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 the first big choice. It's not just about being in the UAE, it's about finding your business's perfect neighborhood. Love it. So once we've got our spot picked out, what's next? What's the next layer of this UAE business setup puzzle?
Once you've got your UAE business address, it's time to make it official, shout it from the rooftops. Well, maybe not literally, but definitely register with the Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce sounds very official. Very, we're open for business. Mm. Is this really a must-do, though? Or more like a nice to have for networking and such?
It's definitely essential, especially if you're serious about building that trust that we're here for the long haul vibe. Think of it like getting your business officially recognized, welcomed into the UAE business world. It's a stamp of legitimacy, can really open doors to partnerships, collaborations, maybe even better deals with suppliers.
Okay, so less about red tape, more about building those relationships, that trust factor. Got it. What about the money side of things? We've got our location, our legal structure, we're officially in the club. How do we actually handle money in the UAE?
That's where opening a business bank account comes in. And trust me, this isn't your typical walk-in, fill-out-a-form situation.
Yeah, figured as much. Mm-hmm. The UAE seems to like to do things properly, especially with finances. Yeah. What makes opening a business bank account there different, a bit more that involved?
Transparency is key. They want to know their customers, and I mean really know them. Get ready to provide detailed information about your business, what you do, who owns it, even your business plan. Some banks might even have a minimum balance requirement, which can change depending on the bank and the type of account. Shop around, compare options, you know.
Makes sense. They want to see that you're serious, not just testing the waters. So let me recap here. We've covered choosing our UAE business hood, getting the legal setup right, registering with the Chamber of Commerce, and now navigating the world of business banking.
Yeah.
What else tends to trip people up in this whole setup phase? Any, oh, I wish someone had told me that moments?
You're right, we've covered a lot of important ground here. But even with all the right pieces in place, there's one crucial thing we haven't talked about yet. Compliance.
Compliance. There's that word again. Not the most exciting part of running a business, I'll admit. But hey, it's like remembering to renew your passport, right? Easy to forget when you're caught up in the thrill of travel plans. What does compliance look like in the UAE, specifically?
So the UAE has this reputation for being very business friendly, but it's also a place that values transparency and following the rules. And those rules, they're always changing. Staying informed is crucial. We're talking about things like anti-money laundering regulations, AML, economic substance regulations, ESR.
Those sound pretty serious. Break it down for me. What are these regulations all about? Why should entrepreneurs be paying close attention?
Basically, AML and ESR are there to prevent any shady financial activities and make sure businesses in the UAE are the real deal, actually contributing to the economy. AML is all about stopping money laundering and terrorist financing, meaning you need strong systems to verify who your customers are, track transactions, and report anything suspicious. ESR is about proving your business has a real presence in the UAE, like a physical office, employees, and that you're actually generating business within the country.
Got it. So it's not just about looking legit. It's about being legit, having substance, and playing by the rules.
Yeah.
Sounds like staying on top of these regulations is a continuous thing, not just a one and done.
Absolutely. The UAE takes these regulations seriously. The penalties for not complying, let's just say they're not worth it.
Duly noted. I'll be keeping my compliance checklist handy. Now, before we get lost in the weeds of regulations, let's shift gears a bit. We've talked about setting up the business itself, but what about the practical stuff, actually living and working in the UAE? I imagine that comes with its own set of hurdles.
Mm.
Okay, so we've covered the business setup, the regulations, all that good stuff. But what about actually picking up and moving to the UAE? What's that whole process like?
It's a whole other adventure, that's for sure. Getting yourself set up to live and work there, it's just as important as setting up the business itself. And, well, you know, the UAE, they like to do things by the book.
All right, walk me through it. Let's say I'm ready to swap out my current view for some of those incredible UAE skylines. What's the first thing I need to tackle?
Visas, my friend. You'll probably be looking at an investor visa, which the article mentions involves, well, a bit of paperwork, proof you're actually investing, your business plan, maybe even a trip to get those documents attested. It's all part of the process.
Attested documents. Is that like, I don't know, getting a notary to give them a special stamp of approval just for that extra
right.
official touch?
You're not far off. It's basically making sure your documents are legit, that the UAE authorities will actually accept them. But it's not just about paperwork. Be prepared for a medical checkup. Biometric scans. They really do their homework.
For real. But I get it. It makes sense. They're welcoming you to be part of their country, not just dipping your toes in. Okay, so visas sorted, paperwork's done. Anything else entrepreneurs should be thinking about as they make that move?
Finding the right local partners can make all the difference, especially for mainland businesses. Remember we talked about sponsors earlier?
Yeah, you're right. Those sponsors.
Choosing one isn't just checking a box. It's a big decision.
Like choosing a business partner back home. You don't just pick a name out of a hat. So what should you look for in a UAE sponsor?
Look for someone with a solid reputation. Someone who really understands your industry, and this is key. Someone you actually connect with. A good sponsor. They're like a guide, helping you navigate that local market, maybe even opening doors you didn't know existed.
Like having a local mentor, someone who can translate not just the language, but the whole business culture.
Exactly.
Wow, we've covered a ton of ground today. From picking your spot mainland, free zone, offshore, to legal structures, visas, even finding those crucial local connections. It's a lot to take in, but honestly, it's pretty exciting.
It really speaks to what the UAE has become, a global business hub. It's not a place you just wander into unprepared. It's a place you step into strategically, ready to build something incredible.
It's like we just finished UAE Business Setup 101. So for anyone listening who's got that entrepreneurial itch and is serious about the UAE, what's your one golden piece of advice?
Do your research, plan everything down to the last detail, and don't be afraid to ask for help. The UAE rewards those who are prepared, informed, and ready to play the long game.
Amazing advice, especially in a place as dynamic and full of opportunity as the UAE. There you have it, folks, your roadmap to starting a business in one of the most exciting business landscapes in the world. Bookmark this episode, listen to it again as you go through the process, and most importantly, enjoy the ride.